Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
Wednesday morning to the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here till 1 o'clock. CMB comes your way. Dove Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live from where else? The Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite. Now, you really didn't think the Knicks were going to win the lottery. I mean, I don't care how delusional you may be. And there's a lot of delusional Knicks fans out there. I think that's probably the most delusional fan base in the metropolitan area is the Knicks fan. They live on delusion. And I don't care whether you saw, you know, that when the Knicks were part of the Final Four, if you will, or when the Lakers wound up getting the fourth pick, because I was sure at that point the Lakers were winning the lottery, as probably a lot of people were. You know, you still didn't really believe that they were going to win the lottery, did you? And it could have been a lot worse. I mean, they could have been five, and they wound up with three. And I think probably the good news is that of all the teams that had the 14% chance to win the lottery, they actually wound up in the best shape of any of them. So I guess you could look at that as some kind of a moral victory. But, you know, like I said, you really didn't think they were going to win it, did you?
Well, because of that, I want to congratulate you for moving up to three.
There you go. Well, actually, they moved down to three. I mean, it was like they moved up. They were the worst team in the league.
Yeah, but technically, they had the same shot one as two other teams.
I understand, but I don't look at that as moving up. I don't look at that as moving up.
No, they technically sort of moved back. But there was a higher percentage shot.
No, I understand.
Of them picking four or five.
Yes,
than picking one, two, or three.
Of course.
I actually thought, and there's a good reason for it, I'm not a Knicks fan, I actually thought you were going to win a lottery.
I never thought
I really did, because you saw all of the teams that they were tied with move back, even Chicago, who was slightly behind them.
They went like seven?
Yes.
Horace Grant did not have the goggles on.
No, he did not. He did not, but he had a championship ring on.
Yeah, well,
did you notice
he's
that?
He's only got six of them.
He showed off one of them.
Right.
But I thought because they were competing with teams who had a lesser shot at the number one pick, I actually thought you were going to get it. So during that 2.5-minute commercial break, when you knew you were in the top four.
And I was watching the Mets at that point.
You flipped back to the Mets?
Yeah, I did. I had to see what was going on because at that point, Noah was in the middle of a no-hitter. At that point.
You are, and I say this with love, one of the strangest fans I've ever seen.
Well, no, I wasn't going to miss it.
What
was the commercial? I got to see 5 minutes of commercials?
You don't know when they're coming back.
Yeah, I had an idea.
How could you take that risk?
Well, I didn't miss it.
I'm not even a Knicks fan, and I paused the Met game. I said, I'm taking a break.
Because
from the
I knew they weren't winning it. I just knew there was no doubt in my mind. And when I saw, and I got to tell you this, when I saw the Lakers and Pelicans both move up, at that point, I knew there was no shot. But just those two. Memphis didn't even register for whatever reason.
Right.
But the Pelicans and the Lakers did. And when I saw them move up, I'm like, the Knicks have no shot to win the lottery. Not that I ever thought it before, but if I thought for a second there might be a glimmer, the glimmer ended there. So I actually, when they wound up with three, I wasn't happy about it, but at least I looked at it and said, okay, look, you know what? This could be a lot worse than three. It could have.
That's a positive attitude.
And I think that's how you got to look
could've.
At it.
It could have been four. It could have been five.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be five.
No, you had been saying that for a while. And the truth is, there was never any reason to be confident because the percentage is the percentage.
The percentage is so low.
We all need to accept this fact. And I think most people do, but there are still some, you know, helicopter theorists out there. This is not fixed. This is not a scam. Well, this is a lottery.
No, I don't think it's fixed. But what does bother me, though, is like you now, the league almost hoses you for being bad. Like what if one of these teams really wasn't trying to tank and they just stink? I mean, you're getting hosed for that because you might be tanking. And that does bother
me. And you know what's funny about that? Take a look at the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix Suns.
They did win it last year.
Right, but I don't think they were tanking. They just weren't very good.
Right.
The Cleveland Cavaliers.
They wound up with six Phoenix?
Yeah, the Cavaliers were just in a spot where LeBron left, and what were they going
to do? Right.
I don't think they were necessarily purposely trying to do things to be bad. And the thing about the Knicks, forget the way fans reacted to wins, because I did think it was awkward how anytime the Knicks would win a game, those rare moments, there'd be a group of fans that would lament it like it was this horrible thing. Right. Oh, my God, I can't believe we won.
Like they were going to go on like a 15-game winning streak or something.
Right, like 14% versus 12% was going to make the difference in the world. But the Knicks are a rebuilding team. And like baseball, if your team is bad in August, you want to see younger players. You don't want to see Enes Kanter.
Of course.
Just like if the Mets stink, we don't want to see Todd Frazier, even if he's having a good year.
Oh, he's terrible.
So I think there is, Joe, a fine line between tanking and, hey, we're young, we're rebuilding.
We're just a bad team.
Right.
And so there's got to be a better way. Look, I understand, I hate the lottery, but it's going to always be there. I understand that. There's got to be a little better way than just 14%. And a team that, I don't even know, what was the Pelicans' record this year? They went 30-something games,
I think they were in the 30s, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that they move up and win it. I mean, come on.
Well, what do you want?
I just think that there should be, it should be weighted heavier.
Well, it was. And it didn't help.
But 14% is not weighted heavier.
Listen, when it was 25%, it sometimes didn't matter.
I understand that.
Certainly didn't matter for my team.
At least it's better. At least you're giving them more of a shot.
But the NBA doesn't want teams tanking.
But they almost penalize teams for being bad.
Well, they're not penalizing. They're still giving you a better chance than the Pelicans.
I guess.
You had a better chance to win the lottery than the Pelicans.
Yeah, 8%.
So do you want to have a clock where, okay, this is your year to pick number one. Okay, now this is your year to pick number one. Would you rather have that?
I don't want that at all.
Then what do you want?
But I just don't think it's a completely fair system. I just don't think it is. I mean, you don't want teams tanking. I get it. I get that. And here's the other thing too. And I think this is something else about as far as the tanking goes. We went through the list yesterday. How many times we counted five. There was five times since 1985 that the team that won the lottery, got the first pick in the draft, actually wound up getting a franchise-changing player.
So then why would it even bother you then?
Based on that, you should be excited, whatever.
Who cares?
Based on that, why do you have
I'll tell you why.
Come on.
Teams in the past have purposely said, we'd still take that risk to be bad. Listen to your fan base this year. Your entire fan base, maybe not you as much, but listen to Giannotti and Boomer every day. We got to keep losing. This is the plan. We got to keep losing. So obviously that's what teams and certain fans want.
Right. Well,
and the NBA doesn't want that.
No.
That's they don't want it. Yeah. And the NBA.
Then they should make the system fairer. And the first thing the NBA should do, and this would change everything in my mind, is give me a hard salary cap in the NBA. But they're never going to do that.
But that's not going to stop tanking.
Well, but it's going to help. It's going to change things.
Why would it help? Why would one thing have to do with the other?
Because if you're going to have to get under the salary cap. You may not be able to pay a guy. Forget the nonsense that you could go over the cap to pay your own guy. Screw that.
Yeah, but you still don't think you would tank to get a younger, cheaper player? It'd probably make you more likely to tank.
Would it?
Yeah, because the guys make less money when they're drafted right away.
I don't know.
The number one pick's
I'd like to see it.
Look, I'm not arguing against a hard cap. I'm arguing that it would have any impact on what we're talking about right now.
I'd like to see whether it would or not. But it just bothers me that you're bad, so we're going to hose you because we think you were trying to tank. Now, I do agree the Knicks probably, they were tanking. I'm not saying that. They wouldn't play Enes Kanter against the Nets because they knew he would dominate against them.
And I appreciate that.
And I understand. I'm not saying they didn't. But. Like you said, Phoenix or Cleveland, were they really trying to tank?
No, but they want to protect against it. And the NBA's walking around right now like they're successful, like it worked. They're patting themselves on the back.
They're printing money. And by the way, can I say this, too? This bothered me. Who is this guy This guy, whoever the guy was that ran the lottery, who is this guy? I don't know.
Mark Tatum.
All right, Mark Tatum. Yeah. And he's got the guy reminds me of like a salesman, like some of the salesmen that work here. Like they got this like phony like smile on their face when you know that they're like, you know, they'd hose you in a second, you know? Okay? And that's exactly, and that is exactly what this guy was. I mean, how come Adam Silver isn't there doing that? Was he too busy?
No, Silver used to do it when he was deputy commissioner.
Well, but that's he's the commissioner. He should be there.
No, but that's what the deputy commissioner does. What else do they do?
Not well. They're like the vice president. They sit there with a phony smile on their face.
Right.
And he's got that, and that's, oh, my God, that smile.
You didn't like
painful.
Mark Tatum's smile?
It's like guys here, and I'm not going to say names, but there's a few of them.
Don't you
actually
think?
People that are higher up than salespeople. I apologize to the salespeople listening. It's not you guys. It's guys above that.
But don't
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Don't you think, in fairness, that Tatum's smile is just annoying you because of the result?
No, it always annoys
if
me.
If the Knicks won the lottery, you'd love his smile.
I'd still
you'd
be annoyed.
You wouldn't say it's infectious?
No, infectious.
I love that.
I don't even know what the hell the guy was.
He's the deputy
Let's get a guy with a phony smile, okay? And, like, he's going to, I'm so happy. Oh, the Pelicans won. And Patrick's, like, hugging the owner there. Like, you know, the guy, he probably wanted to strangle the guy. I mean, come on. By the way, can Patrick, I love you. Can you hit the salad bar? I mean, Ernie made a good point. Like, it's not even like he's, like, a little short guy that it shows up that you're heavy. The guy's, like, 7 foot, and he looks heavy.
He's not practicing running up the court like
God.
The old days, man.
It's painful.
All right, so you
Come
okay?
On.
Are you at least optimistic about the future?
No. I'm not optimistic.
Why not?
Why should
you're
I
picking
be?
Third. You're not
when
picking
Kevin
fifth.
When Kevin Durant signs on the dotted line and he finally comes to the Knicks, then I'll probably be optimistic.
Look, you had been saying
Until
for months.
Until then, I have. Why should I be optimistic?
Here's why. Because for months, you have been saying, we're going to end up with Rui Hachimura.
I have said that.
You're
they still might take him. Who knows?
They could. You're probably.
The heck with R.J. Barrett.
You're probably ending up with R.J. Barrett. Who not
no,
that
probably,
long
yeah,
ago
no, I understand.
Was regarded
probably.
As a potential number one overall pick in this draft.
Look, he may turn out to be very good, Barrett. I'm not saying
so. From that standpoint, you know, you're not excited? Not
no.
pumped up? Not happy?
I'm not pumped. You know, the thing that made me smile last night was the Mets winning. I was happy.
It made me smile,
That
too.
Made me happy.
No,
you know, Wilson
that.
Ramos with a grand slam. Syndergaard was terrific. You know, Dom Smith with a home run. That made me smile. And sticking it to the Nationals, which I always love to do.
Can I make you potentially smile? Because you've said in the past you like guys with a chip on their shoulder, right?
Right, right.
Watching this broadcast last night, it was the Zion show and it was the Knicks show. It was all about Zion Williamson and it was all about the Knicks. It was like
right,
no other
right,
team was in the
right,
lottery,
right.
right? Obviously, the Knicks didn't win the lottery, but we know Zion's going to go number one overall. I thought in a lot of ways, R.J. Barrett was being so disrespected. He's actually asked by an interviewer, so how about Zion and the way he's handling everything? I mean, dude is a top three prospect. You don't think there's a part of R.J. Barrett who's thinking to himself, you know what? I like Zion. He's a buddy of mine. I'm going to New York City. I'm going to be the guy, and I'm going to show all of these people
R.J.
that
Barrett?
Think, yeah, that Zion is the second coming.
No,
I'm going to show them
I
that
so.
I'm the guy.
Look, I hope. I hope you're right. I mean, I would think he's the guy they pick. I mean, unless Memphis decides they want him and they wind up with Morant, I guess that's possible.
Sure. I doubt it. I think John Morant will be the heir apparent to Mike Conley, who you could trade for if you so desire.
Right. Right.
You can do that. He's making $32 million, and he's over 30, but you never know. Who knows what the Knicks are thinking at this point.
Yep.
But, yeah, I think right now it's likely you end up with R.J. Barrett. And I just thought this, and I thought this before the results were in. He was in a lot of ways being disrespected.
Oh, he was. Oh, yeah.
He
no.
was arm candy for Zion Williamson.
Yeah, he was.
Now, I'm not saying he's as good of a prospect.
Well, we don't know.
We don't know. And I stand by that. We both said that I think Zion Williamson is coming into this league with an unreasonable amount of hype. Unreasonable. And I say this now without Knicks fans having to take it personal.
Right,
he's not going to be on your team.
Right.
He's going to be on the Pelicans, right? You're not going to care about him. He is coming into this league as he is LeBron James. It's unfair to him. It's completely unrealistic. I get he's got the body like we've never seen before. He's got incredible athleticism.
Right.
He's got it all.
He does.
Adidas, whoever he signs with, Reebok, Nike, whoever he does, they're going to love him. He's going to make $1 billion.
Yeah,
great.
Right.
That's
right.
Fantastic. You have even said it. Got to be better than a Blake Griffin. He's got to
be
a franchise guy.
He has to be.
Well, Joe, R.J. Barrett doesn't come here with those unreasonable expectations.
No, you know, hey, look,
in a way, that's a good thing.
I'm telling you, it's not like I'm aggravated about it, because I'm really not. I never thought they were getting the first pick. You know that. I was actually happy they didn't get five, and I'm okay with them getting three. You know, so there was no aggravation level for me here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And let's see Barrett become a player now, if that's the guy they're going to take. You know, hopefully they don't trade. I really don't want to trade the pick. I got to tell you.
Well, I will.
I'm not. And everything I'm hearing is that Anthony Davis is going to wind up in L.A. That's what I hear.
Well, it doesn't matter what you hear. What matters is what David Griffin wants to do and what he's willing to do, play for Jason Kidd. Because he holds all the cards. And that's a very fascinating part of this, that the Pelicans won the lottery.
Right.
They still have Anthony Davis. It is not a surprise that Anthony Davis is not impacted by this. We've talked about this before. I don't think NBA players care about a teenager coming into this league. I don't think Anthony Davis cares. I don't think Kevin Durant would have cared if Zion Williamson was a Knick. I think he would have cared if they traded him for Anthony Davis. But I don't think NBA players care. So it's going to come down to, does David Griffin want to kind of go against Davis and call his bluff and say, all right, you're going to stay here and you're going to play. And if you really want to leave next year, then you walk away as a free agent. He could do that.
Right. Right.
Option number two is he could trade him to the Boston Celtics. He could trade him to the Knicks. He could trade him to the Lakers. It's up to what he thinks is the best offer. Right now, in my mind, the team with the best offer, if they're willing to offer it, is the Boston Celtics. And it's not close. It's not.
Right.
Jason Tatum with oodles of draft picks and maybe even Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart. Well, it's not close.
Well, let me say, is there any way now that Davis is going to be teammates with Williamson that he stays in New Orleans? Maybe he wants to stay there?
He doesn't.
Even with, do we know that for sure?
It's already come out. Shams from the Athletic already reported.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And that's not a surprise. Why? You think he's being impacted by a teenager?
No, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what he's... Well, he's only 25. It's not like he's 50.
No, and I don't mean to mock a teenager. I'm saying an unproven NBA commodity.
No, I don't know.
Apparently not.
I guess not if he still wants to leave.
No, I think they're going to try to convince him. They're going to try to sell him. And once they get Zion to buy in, because last night he looked like he, you know... lost his puppy dog. He looked a little sad.
No, he wanted to come to the Knicks.
And I get that.
And you should have called me. I would have said, bro, don't get your hopes up. You're not going to the Knicks. Don't worry.
But once Zion buys in, Zion does look like a very likable guy.
He seems like
a real reasonable guy.
Yeah.
He's probably going to try to recruit Anthony Davis to stay.
Too, and this is a dumb question.
Go ahead.
Why the hell were all these guys there? It wasn't the draft night.
Yeah, I don't know.
And what are they there for?
Yeah, for what?
To look nice? I mean, what?
To get TV time?
What was he doing there? So we could see his reaction to him when he winds, wherever he winds up, whoever winds up with the number one pick. I mean, it made no sense to me.
Yeah, there was no reason. Because it's a TV show, basically.
I'm watching with my wife. Terry's like, well, when is the... No, this isn't the draft. This is the lottery to see where they pick in the draft.
Wouldn't that be fun if the draft is right after?
It would be.
Like, lottery? Okay, now we draft.
Right.
Go ahead.
But they got to, obviously they're going to give teams time to prepare.
Oh, yeah. No, you have the workouts already. You meet with all the potential prospects like you do anyway.
Right.
Right? And then you have the lottery and then the draft right after. That would be entertaining.
That would be pretty good.
But Zion, I'm sure, will try to sell Anthony Davis on wanting to stay. And I know there's going to be a lot of Knicks fans who put together offers. Look, I think the Knicks could put together a very reasonable offer. I'm just merely saying if Danny Ainge is willing, and that's the key, is he willing to trade for a guy who A, may not stay, and B, Kyrie may leave?
Right.
If he's willing to take that risk, the Celtics have the best offer. I don't think that's even debatable. I don't know how anyone could debate that. They own tons of draft picks, even still, not just this year, but next year. They own Memphis's lottery pick next year. I think it's only protected 1-5. Yeah.
How does that possible?
Because Danny is an evil genius.
Yeah, but he's such a genius that his team got knocked out in the second round of the playoffs and still haven't won a championship.
That's true.
So I don't know how much of a genius he is.
Yeah, you know what he is? He's a genius of collecting assets.
Right.
He's not a genius of turning them into anything.
Like Red would fleece other teams, but Red would actually win titles after he fleeced these teams.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, Danny Ainge has won nothing. He hasn't even gotten to the finals with all the fleecing he's done.
You're right. I amend that. He's a genius at collecting really cool assets.
There you go.
And then what does he do with it? Nothing so far, or at least partially nothing.
Right.
But they have the best offer. But is Danny Ainge going to be willing to trade oodles of assets for a guy who's a free agent at the end of next year and not even knowing if Kyrie Irving's going to stay? I don't know. And I think the Lakers could put together a reasonable offer. And I think the Knicks could put together a reasonable offer.
Right.
Look, the New Orleans Pelicans could get the number three pick from the Knicks and bring the Duke guys together. So R.J. Barrett can go back to being the second fiddle design.
Yeah, we'll get Davis here. You got to trade. You have to trade the third pick. You got to trade Mitchell Robinson. You got to trade Kevin Knox.
Correct.
Yeah, you got to
keep going.
You got to give him a percentage of the garden.
Dallas's picks. Keep going.
I know that's right. Those two number ones. They
yes.
got. Forget it. I'm okay. not doing that.
That's what it would take.
I'm not doing it.
Okay. I'll throw a few other possibilities at you as the show rolls on, but we'll get to your reaction coming up.
I would do it straight up for the third pick. I'd do
it. Well, that's not happening.
Well, then that's not happening.
Okay.
That's how I would hope that's the way Perry and Mills are thinking, too.
Well, then you're not getting Anthony Davis.
Well, then fine.
Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.